I know my occupation. I get paid to rock the nation. Roland
Martin. Hold it now.
On the phone this morning in New York is Roland Martin. Good morning, Roland.
Good morning, Tom, Triple J. Folks, yesterday was a stunning, stunning day. It is George Zimmerman, Trayvon Martin case. These lawyers, his lawyers, step up. News conference say we no longer represent him. Begin to question the man's mental status. Then all of a sudden, late last night, the special prosecutor sends out a press release stating in the next 72 hours there will be an announcement with regards to this case. Now I'm getting reports that barriers are being placed in front of the Sanford Police Department intake processing location. Talk about crazy. On the phone right now is Ben Crump, the attorney for the Trayvon Martin family. Ben, what do you make of just all of these developments in the last, frankly, 16 hours?
Well, Roland, we talked last night, and Tom, Fred, thank you all, because I think we're at the point, because all of your help and everybody helped, we think we're at the point after 44 days where Trayvon's parents finally get to have the opportunities that we know we're going to get a judge and a jury, because we feel it's intimate now that George Zimmerman is going to be arrested for killing Trayvon Martin. We believe it's going to happen real soon now.
Do you think that by these attorneys withdrawing from the case and then them saying that they have not been able to talk with him, that finally for the special prosecutor said, we've got to move on this guy as quickly as possible?
You know, Roland, I think that's a big part of it. And I do want to say we are gravely concerned that the killer of Trayvon Martin is unaccounted for. They don't know where he's at. And so that's real troubling to us. Will he ever be brought to justice for killing Trayvon?
They made it sound like he's not even in the country.
You know, Tom, we know he's not in the state of Florida, and we just don't get that. If it was Trayvon Martin who pulled the trigger, Mr. Joyner, you know as well as I know, he would have never been able to leave the scene, much less leave the state of Florida.
Now, I got to ask you this. Last night, after I talked to you and I'm walking to the studio, then I get on the phone with Joe Oliver. Now, he had been, of course, on television, everywhere, radio, you name it, defending his friend George Zimmerman. He said he had not talked to George in 2 weeks. He even sent him a text saying, look, what you are doing is not helping you. And he said, for whatever reason, George is getting some very bad advice. And so the people who clearly have been by his side, even they are dumbfounded by what is going on.
Roland, you know, it is fascinating to us how we just wanted simple justice. His family have only wanted an arrest, but they rolled out this elaborate scheme to try to make it about race and everything. And Sabrina and Tracy just kept saying, this is about, we lost our child. Any parent would understand this. But these people who had never met George Zimmerman, who hadn't seen him in years, were all trying to say that he wasn't a racist. He didn't do this because of racial profiling. And it turns out none of them had even had personal contact with him. His lawyers have never met him. It's just unbelievable to us. And so we are worried that this guy's going to be a flight risk. He speaks fluent Spanish, and will he ever be brought to justice? And that's why I thank you and Tom and everybody for staying on this. We can't let them sweep this under the rug.
Ben Crump, do you have faith that this special prosecutor, Corey, is going to... Angela Corey is going to bring George Zimmerman...
To justice.
Yeah. Do you and the family have faith that she's going to do it? She's going to do her job.
Well, Fred, let me say this first. Sabrina and Trace have always said first they have faith in God first and foremost, that the system is going to work because God is going to allow it to work. Now, Angela Corey, the special prosecutor, has prosecuted a 12-year-old for first-degree murder. She has a reputation for being hard. And so if she doesn't go hard on George Zimmerman, we would be greatly disappointed. So we believe that they're going to do everything in their power to prosecute them. And the reason we believe it so much is because we got Roland Martin and Tom Joyner watching her.
What about her being in touch with George Zimmerman, the prosecutor?
Well, she told me last night that he did call their office, and they told me that they they did not want to talk to him with counsel. They believe they know where they're at. And I asked them directly, do you know? They said, well, we want to believe the federal law enforcement people know where he's at. But I said, well, we're worried about that. And so she said that they're doing everything in their power to make sure that they can ensure justice. She wouldn't tell me when they were going to do the arrest and everything, but she said they're going to ensure justice. Please tell the family they're working night and day. And I think what they did yesterday speeded her up. Well, his lawyer's saying they don't know where he's at.
Last thing, Ben, you're at the airport right now with Sabrina Fulton. You guys are flying to where?
Washington, D.C. We're meeting with Reverend Shawson. Yes, sir. And also Sheila Jackson Lee and Nancy Pelosi and other Congress people today on the Hill.
All right.
Okay. We appreciate it, Ben. Thanks a lot.
Ben,
thank you all so much.
All right.
Thank you, Tom.